Charles Haas. Before I came here, I was head of International Scientific Instrument Manufacturing Business in Washington, D.C.
My name is Patricia Martinez. I work at an educational institution here in Pensacola.
I'm Charlie Boyce, and I was born here in Pensacola, but I was in a Navy family, so we moved around quite a bit.
The morning of the assassination, I remember very distinctly on the morning news them saying that part of the reason for at least his going to Dallas was that although his popularity was high, he had come to an absolute impasse legislatively with Congress.
I'm Barbara Raines Fisher, and I am a native of Pensacola. And in 1963, I was in the 10th grade at Catholic High School.
I was in second grade, and I was taught by teaching sisters. I remember the principal coming in and talking to my homeroom teacher, Sister Felissa, and I remember looking at Sister and thinking that she looked very, very sad and very shocked.
This is LaSharon Wiley. I'm a resident originally of Valdosta, Georgia. In 1963, I was a seventh grader, and I was in my history class with Miss Stevens, and she came into the classroom, and she was visibly upset, and she said, "The president has been shot," and all of us just held our breaths, not really understanding, and then we heard Professor Lomax say, "The president is dead."
Our classroom was quiet because we were taking an English test. And everybody was busy concentrating on the test. And the principal, Father Amos, came over the loudspeaker and made the announcement. And it was just shocking. Nobody had ever experienced anything like that. We were kids.
I had the radio on when I was coming back from lunch and heard the first news of the shooting. And then kind of followed it, and when I got back to the office, I had the radio on.
And she didn't give us any details because, you know, it would have been so traumatic for us. But my mom came and picked me up after school, and she told me what happened. And I remember her being so sad and just so tearful.
I was in the Air Force. I was a lieutenant in the hospital administration. I remember it was on a Friday as I was finishing the inspection. Somebody came up to me and said that Kennedy had been shot.
So we all went home, and when we met with our parents, they were shaken. Everybody felt as if they had lost a member of the family.
I still remember there was just a sense of utter horror in the house and just not believing what had just happened.
And this was 1963, so that was pretty much the height of the Cold War. And I'm sure that the aircraft there, the bombers, went on high alert.
Next morning, of course, the incredible Oswald shooting and so forth.
It could be that I just have seen it so many times replayed that I, you know, we didn't see it.
It was hard to watch, but you couldn't not watch. And it was unfathomable when we saw Ruby shoot Oswald. It was like, what next? What is going on in the world?
For us, Mr. Kennedy, in some ways, was like a godsend. Changes were happening in America, and even though I was young, we could feel the change in the air, and people were excited about this young and vibrant president.
Of course, there was a lot of prayer. It was just like one of our own was murdered.
And they played all kinds of sad music, you know, classical music on the TV, and they had his picture, and it was just almost nonstop.
A very popular orchestral leader, Mantovani, was scheduled for a concert there in Constitution Hall Saturday night, and they were debating whether to cancel the concert or not, but they decided to go ahead with it, but did a very moving version of the Navy hymn.
It was just the end of this glamorous, wonderful era that we thought, and everybody watched and were glued to, but it had such a horrible ending.